WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio here on the day after the election and with another storm coming in. We'll finish up today with Tricia Rose, professor of Africana Studies at Brown University and author of The Hip Hop Wars, What We Talk About When We Talk About Hip Hop and Why It Matters, and Jeff Yang, contributor to our politics website, itsafreecountry.org, and The Wall Street Journal Speakeasy blog, and editor of the just published Shattered, the Asian American Comics Anthology. Hi, Tricia. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Hello. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, Tricia, Obama's share eroded a little among whites and went up a little among Latinos and stayed the same at over 90% among African Americans. Do you see the country as more racially polarized or less or about the same as before the first election?
Well, you know, I think that framework is actually a mistake for us, Brian, because, you know, the issue really has everything to do with what kind of whiteness are we talking about? Not racial polarization, but which type of white identity is going to triumph. So what we tend to do when we talk about racial polarization is we unintentionally, I think, discount the profound progressive energies of many white Americans, right? Who without whom this alliance for Obama's victory would have been impossible. So I think, you know, it's less about what kind of people of color who largely vote Democratic and have consistently done so, but it has everything to do with what kind of whiteness. And I think in that sense, we have to focus on that and stop sort of imagining that black people won the election or, you know, Asian Americans or Chicanos or Latinos won the election. Of course, it helped. But
Jeff,
it's not alone.
Jeff Yang, same question, and I've been mentioning the stat all morning that Obama won Asian Americans by 27 points in 2008, by 49 points yesterday.
Well, as I think an earlier caller mentioned, first you have to define what the chimerical Asian American is, right?
Right, and that I'm sure that takes into account Indian Americans and Chinese Americans and Koreans and Filipinos and Pakistanis.
Yeah, and also immigrant versus native-born Asian Americans. I mean, there's a wide range of diversity in our community. But one of the things I think is interesting—
Cambodians.
You could go on for 40 or 50 different additional sub-ethnicities. But I think what's really interesting in our community is that it is, in fact, actually starting to emerge as a community. You are starting to see more alignment around certain key issues, and that is actually causing a profound shift. I mean, you know, just a generation ago, you actually saw a pretty even split between Republican voters who are Asian American and Democratic, and there has been a profound transformation in and across multiple ethnic groups, with the Democratic Party becoming the intended and actually self-defined party of more and more Asian Americans.
There is a certain perception by many people that East Asians in particular are more like white people than blacks or Latinos, culturally and economically, more wealth, more income, more education, more middle-class values, quote-unquote, tiger moms and all of that, but politically not aligned.
Yeah, you know, well, first of all, I mean, I would challenge that whole notion of, like, Asians being kind of junior white people or evolving into white people. You know, some of the ways that that discussion goes as far as assimilation is concerned. Because there are, after all, very specific issues and very specific differences between Asian Americans across ethnic groups. Probably the leading one being immigration. I mean, the bulk of Asian Americans are immigrants or the children of immigrants. I mean, the vast bulk, you know, like 80% or more. And that means that immigration itself and related issues to it are profoundly more important to our group and actually put us more in line with Latinos in a lot of ways than they do with most non-Hispanic whites. I would also say that, you know, when you actually talk about the role Asian Americans play in kind of this larger conversation around politics, we're a relatively new group when it comes to politicization. And what you're seeing is that there's really the first couple of waves of you know, kind of first-tier politically active and engaged Asian Americans, you know, leaders in Congress and other elected officials are getting a little older, and a younger group of mostly born in the United States Asian Americans, most of whom have gone to college, most of them have been, you know, kind of politicized in other ways, are moving into positions of power. I mean, Grace Meng, for instance, was elected here in New York.
Yes.
So that's a big, you know, opportunity for either party, and I think Democrats have actually made a much better stab at really engaging with and embracing Asian Americans, younger Asian Americans at that level.
Tricia, I want to ask you the same question we've been asking our listeners all morning. How do you feel about this result compared to the day after the election in 2008?
Well, I mean, I'm actually far more relieved. I was interested and curious about how race would play out the first time around, and I think what's happened over the last 4 years indicates that we have an enormous amount of work to do, but at least we dodged a potentially life-threatening bullet. And the work we have to do is that despite, you know, all of the ways in which this is clearly a multiracial alliance, including many whites, that brought Obama back into office, we've been unable to confront some of the most profound racial issues that black people tell us and show us our country still struggles with. It's not just black issues. It's that these black issues tell us what our country struggles with. And half of the country really allowed the Republican Party to run a race-baiting campaign. I mean, throughout the primaries, to just constantly use highly charged, inflammatory, and racist language without any real major challenge to it.
But does it give you hope that despite that, and despite the economic travails of the country right now and the pessimism that abounds in the country, that voters across ethnic lines wound up deciding not only enough of them to vote for Obama, but also that, you know, even more so, Obama was the one who was perceived as more like us. Obama more likable as a human being.
Well, listen, I mean, that's why I keep focusing on a multiracial alliance,
right.
I think that racial polarization language doesn't illuminate that this is about building and educating and building on this victory. So for me, this win is the beginning of a lot of hard work, but that hard work has to involve being honest about the conditions we're facing. So to me, yes, we dodged a bullet. And as your younger caller said, you know, they were torn between being disappointed and terrified. And it's always better to be disappointed than terrified, right? And I think the hope that he allows us to continue, this victory allows us to continue to nurture, is much better than the fear and the aggression and the greed and ambition that the Republican Party really did put forward. And I think, you know, the question's going to be when the Republican Party covers its agenda with more inclusive language, you know, how powerful will our political sophistication be in a progressive and liberal context to forestall that? Because this election was really very close, you know, relatively. And that's an important thing. I mean, this is not a new issue. The issues that define this are Civil War issues. We've been having this debate from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so we need to put this in context and at the same time sustain the alliances, continue to educate people about what's at stake and work.
Jeff Yang, 30 seconds for a last word.
Yeah, you know, I would say I pretty much agree fully with what Tricia's talking about. I think the one thing that's really interesting is increasingly how a lot of the issues that we're facing as Asian Americans are crossing over from just the domestic side via immigration, but also via foreign policy into, you know, kind of an international perspective. And I will say that is one unique thing that we're dealing with, that there is increasingly a sense of fear among Asian Americans that some of the issues like China and so forth that we're seeing raised within the political space are going to reflect poorly upon our communities as well.
Jeff Yang's new book is Shattered, the Asian American Comics Anthology. Tricia Rose, author of The Hip Hop Wars, Tricia from Brown, Jeff also from It's a Free Country and The Wall Street Journal. Thank you both. Happy morning after.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Brian.
And thanks, listeners, for your ears and your calls. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.